We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
There's good news.
These are dangerous times.
So here now is just a sampling of the long history of misogyny we have seen over the years from Donald Trump, who is once again the Republican frontrunner for president.
I'll tell you the funniest is that I'll go backstage before a show.
Yes.
And everyone's getting dressed and ready and everything else. And, you know, no men are anywhere. And I'm allowed to go in because I'm the owner of the pageant, and therefore I'm inspecting it. You know, I'm inspecting.
Right,
I want to make sure that
like
everything is good.
You're there.
Yeah, the dress. Is everyone okay? You know, they're standing there with no clothes. Is everybody okay? And you see these incredible-looking women. And so I sort of get away with things like that.
I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the... I can do anything.
You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account
only
is
Rosie
several...
O'Donnell. You know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes. Blood coming out of her wherever.
Where did Hillary go? They had to start the debate without her. Phase two. What? I know where she went. It's disgusting. I don't want to talk about it. No, it's too disgusting. She was favored to win, and she got schlonged. She lost. I mean, she lost.
I never liked horse face. I never. It's just not. It's a terrible thing. That wouldn't be the one.
For the president, horse face is just the latest insult aimed at the looks of women he doesn't like. Take his 2016 opponent, Carly Fiorina. Look at that face, then-candidate Trump commented. Would anyone vote for that?
I'm not going to spend a single cycle wondering what Donald Trump means.
On former Miss Universe Alicia Machado.
She gained a massive amount of weight, and it was a real problem.
There was this about Jessica Leeds, who accused him of sexual assault.
Yeah, I'm going to go after. Believe me, she would not be my first choice, that I can tell.
It's not easy to tick me off. I don't get angry often, but you mess with my wife, you mess with my kids, that'll do it every time. Donald, you're a sniveling coward, and leave Heidi the hell alone.
So will you support him as the nominee?
I'm going to beat him.
President Trump lashing out at Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand today, the first female senator to call on him to resign, tweeting, "Lightweight Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, a total flunky for Chuck Schumer, and someone who would come to my office begging for campaign contributions not so long ago and would do anything for them." Gillibrand firing back.
It was a sexist smear attempting to silence my voice. And I will not be silenced on this issue.
Footage from 1992, found in the NBC archives, shows the future president welcoming Jeffrey Epstein to his Mar-a-Lago estate. The get-together more than a decade before Epstein pleaded guilty to prostitution charges in Florida. Both men are seen enjoying themselves, Trump pointing out women dancing in front of them.
Rape me. Rape me, my friend. Rape me. Rape me again. I'm on the own.
Some new video into CNN. Donald Trump's deposition with prosecutors played before the jury at his ongoing civil battery and defamation trial. It has been released to the public. The lawsuit, you'll remember, was brought by E. Jean Carroll, who has accused Trump of raping her in a department store dressing room in the mid-1990s. CNN's Kara Scannell, she's been following the trial. Kara, this tape of the deposition as a whole runs for an hour. What are the newest pieces that we learn from it?
Well, Jim, this is the video deposition that was played before the jury yesterday, who has been sitting through this 7-day battery and defamation trial. And just as a reminder, E. Jean Carroll sued Trump, alleging that he raped her in Bergdorf Goodman department store in the mid-1990s and then defamed her when he said she's not his type, he didn't know her, and that she made up the story and it was a hoax. So this is the first time that, you know, we're going to see now what the jury saw yesterday, and it's the first time the public will see how Donald Trump answered these questions. This comes from the deposition he sat for in October of last fall. So take a listen.
Read the next, go ahead, that she's not my type. Yeah, because it's not politically correct to say it, and I know that, but I'll say it anyway. She's accusing me of rape, a woman that I have no idea who she is. It came out of the blue. She's accusing me of rape, of raping her. The worst thing you can do, the worst charge. And you know it's not true too. You're a political operative also. You're a disgrace. But she's accusing me, and so are you, of rape, and it never took place. And I will tell you, I made that statement and I said, well, it's politically incorrect. She's not my type. And that's 100% true.
So there you see Trump being asked the specific, going right to the heart of this case. Did he make those statements? He says he did. And he's denying the battery claim there that he raped her. You know, of the whole deposition, this is probably the most agitated that he has appeared. At other points, he's very much hunched over with his hands clasped. But there you can see he becomes quite agitated about this.
In this video, I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. Just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the you can do anything. That's what you said, correct?
Well, historically, that's true with stars.
It's true with stars that they can grab women by the
well, that's what it's. If you look over the last million years, I guess that's been largely true. Not always, but largely true. Unfortunately or fortunately.
And you consider yourself to be a star?
I think you can say that, yeah.
This is a CBS News special report. I'm Nora O'Donnell in Washington. We are coming on the air with news about former President Donald Trump as a jury in New York has found that Trump sexually abused and defamed E. Jean Carroll and awarded her $5 million in damages. This was a civil case there that went on for the past 2 weeks. It was a quick verdict. They just started deliberating this morning. The jury also finding that Trump did not rape Carroll, but that he is liable for battery and for defamation. Want to bring in Elaine Quijano, who is there and has been covering this trial. Elaine?
Well, Nora, it took this jury of 6 men and 3 women less than 3 hours to reach its decision against the former president of the United States, finding him liable, as you said, for sexual abuse and defamation. Now, E. Jean Carroll, the writer, had alleged that Donald Trump had raped her in a New York City department store dressing room in 1996. That is a claim that Donald Trump repeatedly denied. During the trial, Carroll had said that she was too shaken at the time to report that to police. Something that Trump's defense attorney, Joe Tacopina, had questioned. That attorney also had pressed Carroll on why she could not remember the exact date of the alleged assault and suggested that she only came forward in order to sell more copies of her autobiography. Now, for his part, the former president had been given the opportunity to testify during this trial here and even suggested as recently as last week that he would cut his trip overseas short in order to do that. His attorney saying in closing arguments, though, after the former president declined to appear, his former attorney said he has no story to tell other than denying her claim. But Nora, as you said, a surprisingly quick decision by this jury. I can tell you that the instructions to the jury this morning from the judge were quite lengthy. It was 10 questions on this verdict form that the jury had to consider. Clearly, unanimity seemed to be something that was with this group from the start, given just how quickly this decision came.
We haven't explicitly said this, but let's say it right now. This is a former president of the United States being found liable, not just for defamation, but for sexually assaulting a woman. And part of what makes this so monumental is that there were so many allegations in 2016 and beyond that Donald Trump did just that to a lot of different women. He always denied each and every one of them. Sometimes he would say, I've never met the person. Sometimes he would say, they're not my type. He said that with Jessica Leeds. He also said that about E. Jean Carroll. And that's the moment where Roberta Kaplan played that video deposition where he mistook E. Jean Carroll for his ex-wife, Marla Maples, arguing E. Jean Carroll was exactly his type. But again, going back, he has been accused of this a lot over the years, especially since he started running for president. He'd always denied it. He can now no longer deny it with the same vehemence, the same credibility, because a jury has found him liable for doing just that. It's not a criminal conviction. It's a civil conviction, so it's the preponderance of the evidence. It's a lower bar, but still, a jury has found him liable for sexual assault, Vaughn.
Katie, exactly what you just said. Over the last 8 years, the number of conversations that you and I have had
with voters who have justified voting for Donald Trump despite these allegations of sexual harassment or sexual assault by more than a dozen women. They pushed him aside because Donald Trump consistently denied them. Donald Trump suggested consistently that this was part of a political hoax to undermine not only him, but a greater political movement. Ultimately, E. Jean Carroll took him to trial on that, claiming that she was defamed because of that October post in which he said that this was part of a hoax. And just like her allegations, all the others, in his words, were also false. And now what you have, and if I may, what the other Republican candidates running for president of the United States has is a jury here today answering the very specific question. Quote, Mr. Trump sexually abused Ms. Carroll? A jury answered unanimously, yes. Now the question here is, when we're talking in political terms, just a few hours ago, Morning Consult polling released showed Donald Trump here in this 2024 GO primary with his largest lead yet, 60% to 19% against Ron DeSantis. We have seen no Republican come attack Donald Trump over the E. Jean Carroll case here. We had seen them over the last 8 years consistently come to his defense on these multiple allegations. You saw in October, I remember being in Indianapolis, Indiana, with Mike Pence when he was questioning whether to stick on the ticket or not. Ultimately, about 36 hours later, he was back on that campaign trail. And what is notable about this is that you have in that deposition Donald Trump on camera here, yet again, suggesting in a separate incident other than Access Hollywood tape, suggesting that quote in which he said in that deposition, upon being asked whether the comments in that Access Hollywood case were true, he said, well, that's what, if you look over the last 1 million years, I guess that's been largely true. Not always, but largely true. Unfortunately or fortunately, in terms of the question of whether stars are able to do whatever they want to women. Unfortunately or fortunately, and now a jury has made this determination. And the question here, Katie, is what does this politically impact him or does it not?
Come to me. been a total tapestry of justice, one of the worst we've ever seen. A civil jury, which is not criminal, by the way. They found me liable for various nasty things that are not true. And the whole trial, the whole trial was a total joke. They said a jury of my peers, but not one of those jurors was a billionaire, and not one of them, as far as I know, was ever accused or ever did a strong sexual assault. So how could they be my peers? But I never did anything to E.T., phone home, whatever her name was, Carol, you know? Never did anything to her in a Bergdorf Goodman, okay? Who was not a good man, by the way. Not a lot of people know that. Now, if they had said Saks Fifth Avenue, or Macy's, or Gimbel's, or Kmart, Walmart, Blockbuster Video, I had a lot of good times in. But I did so many nasty things in Saks Fifth Avenue, we used to call it Sex Fifth Avenue. That's how strong I was at doing things to women in those stores. But Bergdorf Goodman, I didn't do these things. So I will actually now be suing this fake jury for defaming me. How about that? Because they're trying to defame, first of all, defame E.T. Carroll phone home. How could I defame? I never even knew. Who knows who she is? She's not even that famous. But they want to defame me. And good luck, jury, because I'm probably the most famous person on the planet. But good luck. You know, very nasty people. So I'll be suing them for defaming me, trying to make me less famous, because now people will think I did sexual assault and other mean things, which I did not do, at Bergdorf. You know, other places, we're not talking about that. And we thank my lawyer, Joe Tapioca. Very strong. I thought he was more handsome, though, but you know, he uses these pictures from when he was a very tall, sort of handsome guy. Now he looks like, you know that picture of Bartolo Colon? Who, by the way, doesn't smell very good. You'd think with a name like Colon, you'd smell strong. But now, Tapioca smells like, it looks like Bartolo Colon. But we thank him, we respect him, and total defaming of me. And you'll be hearing from Tapioca and the great lawyer, Sidney Powell. So, total innocence, total victory, and we'll see what happens.
Bye.
And you say, and again, this has become very famous in this video, I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. Just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the you can do anything. That's what you said, correct?
Well, historically, that's true with stars.
It's true with stars that they can grab women by the
well, that's what it's. If you look over the last million years, I guess that's been largely true. Not always, but largely true. Unfortunately or fortunately.
Fortunately or unfortunately, he's talking about sexual abuse there. Also, there was a moment that was incredibly damning where Donald Trump, who has said that E. Jean Carroll was not his type, looked at a photograph of E. Jean Carroll and identified it as his ex-wife, Marla Maples.
We have in front of you a black and white photograph that we've marked as DJT-23. And I'm going to ask you, is this the photo that you were just referring to?
I think so, yes.
Okay. And do you recall when you first saw this photo?
At some point during the process, I saw it. That's, I guess, her husband, John Johnson, who was an anchor for ABC. Nice guy, I thought. I mean, I don't know him, but I thought he was pretty good at what he did. I don't even know who the woman. Let's see. I don't know who. It's Marla.
You say Marla's in this photo?
That's Marla, yeah. That's my wife.
Which woman are you pointing to?
No.
Here.
Carol.
Oh, is that?
The person
okay.
You just pointed to was E. Jean Carroll.
Who is that? Who
first
is this?
Point, your wife.
And the person, the woman on the right is your then wife,
I don't
Ivana?
Know. This was the picture.
Ivana.
I assume that's John Johnson. Is that?
That's Carol.
Because it's very blurry.
It's not, Alexia, it's not about the money. Not
right.
About the money. It was totally, 100% to get my name back and to... for all women in the country, to step forward and prove our case so more women like me can be believed. Yeah. Remember, women don't come forward because we're afraid nobody's going to believe us. Well, we just got a whopping win in a major trial. And what's happening? People don't believe it because it's a da-da-da jury. But I think it was a big victory for us.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.